So what do you think about President Obama's comments about Michael Vick? Not Vick's loss to the Philadelphia Eagles last night. The Eagles quarterback had two interceptions and two fumbles. His team lost to the Minnesota Vikings 24-14. No, we're talking about President Obama's comments to Eagles owner Jeff Lurie in a recent phone call, thanking Lurie for giving Vick, an ex-con, a second chance. That has lit up call boards at talk radio stations across the country and made for an interesting intersection. Animal lovers on the left, siding with Obama detractors on the right because of their shared feelings about Vick, who was convicted of abusing animals in his dogfighting ring, including killing pit bulls by electrocution, hanging, and drowning. Here's conservative host Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
But Michael Vick killed dogs, and he did in a heartless and cruel way. And I think, personally, he should have been executed for that. He wasn't. But the idea that the president of the United States would be getting behind someone who murdered dogs, kind of beyond the pale.
Michael Shear is senior political correspondent for the New York Times. Michael, we should say the president actually called Eagles owner Jeff Lurie to talk about alternative energy, but nobody's talking about that.
No, that's not the thing that's made the headlines, of course. You know, it's interesting. The president does have a way of, you know, finding a place to chat about, you know, cultural issues, divisive cultural issues. Remember, he stepped into the debate over that Cambridge police officer that had arrested the black Harvard professor. He steps into these things. He's got an interest in making his opinion known.
Well, but it wasn't the White House that made this conversation known. It turns out that Jeff Lurie talked to Sports Illustrated's Peter King, who said that Lurie told him that the president said so many people who serve time never get a fair second chance. It's never a level playing field for prisoners when they get out of jail. And he was happy that something on such a national stage showed the Eagles' faith in giving someone a second chance. But we just heard Tucker Carlson saying, you know, the president's getting behind someone who murdered dogs. How's this playing out politically?
When all this went public, the White House was very quick to come out with a spokesman who made a statement that said, look, you know, the president, of course, condemns you know, what he was convicted of and his actions, you know, and what he did against the dogs. You do wonder whether he truly thought this was a, you know, kind of a private moment.
Well, David Weigel of Slate theorized the president did want to start a conversation on prisoner rehabilitation. But let's take a look at some of the reaction on the animal front. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said, well, you know, I do think redemptions can happen, but people have to be watchful to avoid future abuses. The ASPCA said pretty much the same thing. But Bill Smith, who's with the Mainline Animal Rescue Group in Philadelphia, said that the idea that Vick was hired to give him a second chance is ridiculous. He was hired because he can throw a football.
Right. And, of course, last night he proved that sometimes he can't throw a football. You know, there is an interesting cross-section here between the president, who's clearly a sports fan. So this may have been a moment that politics, animal rights, sports, presidential, you know, interests all kind of intersected. And, you know, what ends up happening is a national conversation.
Well, but the president is an animal lover as well. And as a lot of people have been pointing out, Michael Vick's on probation. He's not allowed to own an animal right now. Right after he was signed by the Eagles, after he got out of jail, he made remarks about how he'd eventually like to have a pet in his home. The co-founder of PETA was very critical of that. And others have also said, you know, time's going to tell whether he really has been rehabilitated. Did the president maybe jump in too soon?
Well, you know, that's always the danger for President Obama. And as you just said, time will tell for Vick, but time will also tell for President Obama whether the conversation he had, maybe he thought it was private, but whether that conversation comes back to really be a political liability. I don't think it is yet. You never know down the road whether it comes back to really bite him.
On the other hand, there have been supporters who have said, yeah, it's about time. If you've served your time, you deserve a second chance, and it's about time that conversation got started.
And that's the thing about the presidency, right, is that, you know, on any given issue, there's going to be a multitude of different opinions, and both the danger and the opportunity for Mr. Obama is when you weigh in, there's going to be pluses and minuses and ultimately a very complicated political situation.
Michael Shear, senior political correspondent for the New York Times. You got to wonder, too, Michael, if the idea that the president was talking about him kind of made Michael Vick drop some footballs last night.
you wonder. I don't know. I somehow think the injury on the first play probably had more to do with
it
than this.
Michael, thanks.
Okay, see ya.